Hey Gratitude Seeker, today we will explore the 6 plus 1 reasons we are ungrateful. We all have them because they are based on the 6 basic human needs, and like always, I will share with you one solution for each one of them. From now on, I want us to start these shorter episodes with a deep breath so that we will have a moment of gratitude before we start. And if we haven't had that moment, to make sure that we do it each and every day. So let's take a deep breath. Alright, now we can get started. In my experience, I found that I couldn't be the best version of me unless I took into consideration the things that made me human. We sometimes forget that before being the perfect citizen, the perfect husband or wife, or all of the things that society wants us to be, we are human. We are mammals. And we have specific needs that are related to this. And we can find this in the makings of our brain. We have our reptilian brain that deals with instinct, dominance, survival. Our mammal brain that deals with emotions, seeking pleasure and avoiding pain. And our rational brain, the neocortex, that deals with logic and thinking. We are mostly expected to be rational beings, to be always in control of our emotions and our instincts, but that just doesn't come naturally. Because, for instance, when our basic human needs aren't met, our reptilian brain makes us focus a lot, or maybe even all of our energy, on solving those problems that may threaten our survival or that make us feel bad in the moment. For the brain, nothing is more important than solving that particular thing. And when this happens, we get to be ungrateful. We can have all of the joys in the world around us, but we just cannot appreciate them because our focus is on something different and, for the brain, much more important. So let's take these basic human needs one by one. And let us think of how they manifest in our life and what we can do about it. For each basic need, I have a recommendation of a morning habit that can make you happier and more fulfilled because that basic need will be met. So, the first basic need is air. When we lack oxygen, either because it's too warm or that we are in a room that lacks proper air circulation, all we want in that moment is to be able to breathe, to get oxygen into our brain, to make sure that we get to survive that particular situation. This is an extreme example, but this can happen in different kinds of situations. For instance, yesterday I was on the train coming from my hometown and the window of the compartment was stuck. So there we were, 6 people in a small compartment. The windows wouldn't open and it was really, really warm. That meant that we were all really uncomfortable. We couldn't breathe properly and all we wanted to do was to get to our destination so we can get out of there and breathe fresh air again. I'm sure you can find situations in which you don't have or you didn't have enough air. And gratitude wasn't something that was really easy to find when that particular situation happened. So as a morning habit to turn that around, a habit that I do and that works great for me, is when you get up in the morning to open the window or go outside and take a deep breath of fresh air. You will see how easy it is to feel grateful and to feel the gratitude when you do that in the morning, because in the night the air in the room might be less filled with oxygen, and that breath of fresh air can have a huge difference in how you will feel. Good, so let's go to the second basic need. The second one is water. When we are dehydrated, our body isn't getting enough water, and it is harder for us to function, to think, and to act. As you know, over 60% of our body is made out of water or liquids. Especially when it's warm or at night, we lose a lot of that water. And unless we hydrate ourselves back, we won't be able to function like a well-oiled machine. And when I'm talking about hydrating ourselves, I'm talking about water. For me, coffee or juices, maybe if they're natural, like smoothies or fresh juices, they may count, but coffee or alcohol, they actually make us feel less hydrated. So drinking water is extremely important if we want to be able to feel grateful and to feel the gratitude. When we don't drink enough water, we feel uncomfortable, and it's really hard to feel grateful. So if you're trying to feel grateful at one moment in time and you feel that you can't do it, see if you're not dehydrated, drink a glass of water and see how it feels. As for the morning habit, like I said, during sleep we lose a lot of water, and the best thing that we can do for our bodies is to give it back. So after our oral hygiene, my recommendation is to drink at least one glass of water. I promise you it will make you feel amazing, and it will also help you with the point that we will talk about in the next minutes. The third basic human need is food. You know that expression, you're not yourself when you're hungry? When we are hungry, all we see is food, like in the cartoons when a character is like a dog is hungry, they see everything like it would be some kind of delicious food. And then I don't know how you work, but when I'm hungry, I'm usually low energy and my patience is much lower than usual. So as a morning habit, what we can do is to make sure that we eat well in the morning, that we eat foods that are high in protein and that can sustain us throughout the day. Some people can't find the time to eat in the morning, and I don't think this is the best habit because it's actually the most important meal of the day. Plus, dealing with any kinds of challenges is much harder when we are on an empty stomach. Our focus is so much more on our survival rather than on creative things or things that don't take into consideration just the near future. So make sure you make food a priority. Of course, ideally healthy food. The fourth human need is sleep. When we don't get enough sleep, we're either more tired and less able to control our instinctual behaviors. For instance, we may become angry easier, or our reactions tend to be slower, and a part of our brain only fantasizes about how great it will be to be laying in bed, to be resting, and we just dream about sleeping. When we're in this state, it's harder for us to deal with problems, with challenges, and this leaves less space for gratitude, less room for being grateful. This morning habit actually starts at night, with us going to bed earlier, doing our gratitude practice before going to sleep, which by now you might know that it actually helps us sleep better. And also making sure that we get about 8 hours of sleep each night. It's not always possible, but it's an important aim to have. When we feel rested in the morning, it's so much easier for us to be grateful and attract beautiful things in our life. Good, so let's go to number 5, clothing. When we are either too hot or too cold, it's all we pay attention to. Our brain goes into survival mode and focuses its attention on making sure that we survive through this. So gratitude isn't what comes to mind. So for this, the morning habit that we can implement is to ask Siri in the morning how the weather will be today, or to inform ourselves about the weather in the way that we are used to make sure we dress properly. And this can save us a lot of headache. For instance, on the train, there was this guy that really wasn't prepared for the hot day that we had. And the train ride was very uncomfortable for him because he wasn't able to adapt to the situation due to social norms and conditions. He only had a blouse, and even though there were like 30 degrees Celsius in the train, in the compartment, he wasn't able to take it off and he kept complaining about it, which made a lot of sense. So make sure you have layers so that if, for instance, at work the temperature is different from outside than it usually is, you're prepared for both kinds of temperatures. So in the morning, make sure you get dressed for both getting to work and also for the environment that will be at work. This will help you feel more comfortable and it will be easier to find gratitude. Good, so let's go to the next one. 6. Shelter. When the weather is not nice and we have to face it away from any kind of shelter, it can be a challenge to be grateful. The ancient part of our brain is then focused on finding some form of shelter, not reasons to feel grateful. It's uncomfortable and it needs to deal with this lack of comfort first. For this one, my recommendation as a morning habit is when you wake up to feel the gratitude for having a good rest and the shelter of your home, your comfy bed, and the coziness of your room. Appreciating this makes us feel great on a deep level and reminds us that we have something that's very important for us and for our survival. The bonus reason why we are ungrateful is one that is, let's say, a bit sensitive, but I think it's important for us to talk about it. I couldn't find one of the 6 basic human needs where this would fit in, so I put it as a bonus, and this is going to the bathroom, whether that's for number 1 or for number 2. And let me ask you something. Have you ever been in a discussion and you needed to go to the bathroom, whether that was for number 1 or for number 2? How able were you to pay attention? My guess is that not much. So for us to have the space to find gratitude, it's important to have solutions for our basic needs. I know from experience that I'm a different person if I go to the bathroom in the morning and I eliminate everything that's necessary to eliminate. Because when I'm not able to do that or I don't have the time to do that, my energy is drained by having to control my need to do that. And it's harder to focus on the things that make me happy, on the things that are going great in my life. And that's why I believe it's something very important that not many people talk about, because it's a sensitive subject, but it can be an impediment on us being more grateful and on us enjoying life more. For our body, there's nothing more important than going to the bathroom and doing what we need to do there. But sometimes we have other priorities and we ignore that human need with our rational mind, but another part of our brain is still focused on it. So my solution for this is to make sure that I drink enough water and that I go in the morning to the bathroom and do what I need to do. It's always ideally before going to work, or if you can do it at work as well, it's important that you do it in the morning, because you will eliminate one source of discomfort that can steal a part of your joy or fulfillment. And as a general rule, make sure you make it a priority to do this. I know some jobs are really challenging from this point of view, but making this a priority will help you do a better job at work and be a more pleasant human being in general. I'm sure you didn't expect that we would be talking about this on the Gratitude Podcast, but it can be something that steals away our joy, our space for gratitude, and some of us aren't even aware that it does. We are more focused on the outside and we are not aware of the things that happen on the inside when it comes to either our body or our emotions. And while there are things on the outside that make us feel one way or another, many times there are things that we can tweak on the inside that can make a huge difference in our life. So these are the 6+1 reasons we are ungrateful and the things that we can do to make sure we manage these basic human needs so that we leave more space for gratitude, joy, and fulfillment in our life. This was a long episode. I really appreciate you sticking with me until the end. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, make sure you subscribe if you haven't done so already and share it with that one person that will find a lot of value in this episode as well. To sum up, the solutions, aka the morning habits, that I invite you to do from now on are 1. In the morning, to open the window or go outside and take a deep breath of fresh air. 2. To drink 1 glass of water after your oral hygiene. 3. To make sure you eat well in the morning and to eat foods that are high in protein. 3. To make sure that you end your day with 3 things that you are grateful for in that particular day, and also make sure that you get at least 8 hours of sleep each and every night. 5. Make sure that you inform yourself about the weather in the morning and that you prepare properly, and also you have layers for the different temperatures and environments that you will be in that particular day. 6. When you wake up, feel the gratitude for having a shelter, a cozy place, a comfy bed, and everything that makes home great. And at last, in the morning, make sure that you find time and ways to take care of 1 and 2. And also, I recommend that you demand from your boss or your employer that you have breaks specific for these needs. Alright, these are the 6+1. I wish you an amazing day, an amazing week, an amazing month, and an amazing year. Because one leads to another, and these all lead to a happy life. Thanks so much for listening and for sharing, and don't forget to keep seeking gratitude.